On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the next wonderful concert that's coming up with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. And it's great to have on the program once again the Executive Director of the ASO, Libby Watson. And Libby, it's so good to have you back on with us.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
As well as the Conductor and Music Director, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, it's good to have you back as well.
Dale, it's so wonderful to be back with you.
We have that next concert coming up, and we're going to talk more about that. It's going to be coming up on October 5th. So tell us, you know, the things that we need to know about this concert, about when it's going to be.
Yeah, for sure. Not only the next exciting concert, but the kickoff to our 25-26 season.
This is true.
The opening concert of the entire season, and we've titled it Epic Soundtracks Live. It's a movie-themed concert, and Bruce will tell you all of what to expect in that. But for now, mark your calendars and be sure you have your tickets for October 5th. That's a Sunday afternoon, October 5th at 3 o'clock is when the concert begins. It's happening at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. And your tickets are available online at adriansymphony.org or by phone at 517-264-3121. We'll have the box office open, of course, the day of the concert, an hour before the concert begins, if you decide at the very last minute that you have got to get there. But, of course, the very best seats are available now.
That's
so you'll
right.
want to go check out that website and select your seat as soon as you can.
And especially, I know this is one of the popular, they're all popular, but, you know, a lot of people really enjoy when you do soundtracks and you do movie music, Bruce.
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing this theme program in February for the last several years and had wonderful success with it. You know, during the winter months, it's a time when some of our traditional subscribers are out of town, if they're in Florida, et cetera. And so we've really worked at building up that particular program as a family oriented show,
sure.
where people of all ages can come and enjoy, whether it's the grandchildren, the parents, grandparents, etc., can come and enjoy a really, really wonderful program. And it's been so successful that we thought, why not try this at the beginning of the year to really kick things off, as Libby mentioned, and with our these movie-themed concerts. And really, the special thing about this is we've been doing on these February programs a lot of music of the wonderful John Williams.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I've been, you know, we've come to this program, we've gone on the morning show with you and talked about this great music that resonates with so many people, and with some Harry Potter themed concerts, some Star Wars themed concerts, and it's been great music. We've loved sharing it with you. But you know, when we do a concert that says, hey, it's going to be Harry Potter, it does kind of tie our hands in terms of not doing music of some of the wonderful other composers that we have who have written music over decades, you know, back in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and of course all the way up through today. There are so many wonderful other composers. And so this, we're actually calling this a non-John Williams program. So you're not going to hear any John Williams on this. And we actually think that's a real strength. You know, we just did a great program in February. So I pretty recently did a Star Wars theme program. But here, no music of John Williams. So it'll be a really nice change for us. And again, a chance to do some music of maybe some composers that are influenced by John or that helped to that influenced him, even in one case. And so we're really excited about that. And we think our audience is going to love the variety of kinds of things that we'll hear in terms of not only the style of that music, but when those films that they, you know, what year they came out.
That's right. Well, the thing is, too, Bruce, is that with the movie soundtracks, they've become so popular that when you start hearing the music, it's like, oh, I know where that came from.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, a lot of times they get used for your commercial TV commercials as well. And
for
like,
sure.
Well, you know, I know where that came from because I heard it in the movie.
Absolutely. And, you know, like with Hedwig's theme from the Harry Potter, that was actually written just for by itself. They said, hey, we're going to do this event where we're going to announce that we're doing a movie. John Williams, can you write something for that? So he had never seen a frame of the film. Like, he had no idea. It was just kind of written in a vacuum. And that turned out to become this sort of identity of the film. And regardless of whether he wrote music for that particular Potter film, every other composer incorporated that into it because, like you said, it just became something that people associated.
Yeah.
And now these various themes from various composers, they've become part of the cultural consciousness. So whether we even recognize, sometimes you'll be like, wait, what is that?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, that's last the Mohicans. And you wouldn't maybe remember that, but you know the music for sure.
Right, right. And the thing is that the music for movies are made for symphonies to perform because, I mean, it's so lush and full.
Exactly. It's one of the places where you can go and say, hey, who's recording music for like a, you know, 120-piece orchestra almost every week in L.A. still, and around the world now and more, they're still recording new music for a full symphony orchestra that's this lush, beautiful sound, and we're going to be doing some wonderful examples with that. One of the most best-known themes that I think we're actually starting the concert out with is by a composer named Alan Silvestri, and he scored a film called Back to the Future.
Yep.
And, you know, Robert Zemeckis, who made that movie, was sort of a protege of Steven Spielberg. They're still good friends today. And so when he was, you know, asking for the film for this, his friend Alan Silvestri is a composer, and he said, you know, this is one of the moments I want you to do the full John Williams here.
Yeah.
So go with this. I want a big sort of sweeping epic theme. And Alan said, I know just what to write. And so he wrote a really, really catchy tune. I remember when I was in high school, my friend had this on a cassette, you know, yeah. And like shared it with me. And I thought it was so exciting. I was like, what is this music? It's so great. And so we're going to open our whole concert, in fact, with the theme from Back to the Future, which I know is going to be a great way to begin it. Because again, it's sort of influenced by that old-timey sort of epic Hollywood sound that you were talking about,
yeah.
In terms of that lushness, the big brass things going on, and very, very exciting theme.
The thing is with all these soundtracks too, I got to the point to where I was making sure with the movies, I would wait long enough through the credits to see who did the actual music, you know, and who was, who did conduct it. And that's what, with the first composer that you mentioned, Alan Silvestri,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I know who he is now.
For sure, right.
You know?
And
so,
he's done a whole series, almost all of Robert Zemeckis' movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He has scored those from, whether it's Night at the Museum, which very famous, has a great score for that as well. And, you know, a lot of movies with Tom Hanks, he wrote music for Forrest Gump.
Yes.
That famous theme where it's like, run, Forrest,
run.
Or
yes.
That feather theme that's so famous.
Yeah.
That's music of Alan Silvestri as well.
Yeah.
So wonderful music. And, you know, when we've called the concert Epic Soundtracks Live. And when people are like, well, what is that? And I say, well, you know, so we're doing music from King Kong. So that gives you an idea of what.
Yeah.
So we're kind of jumping way back to that fantastic film score. So this big kind of epic film, you know, monster movie in that old Hollywood vein. So that'll be included as well. And then one of the tunes that I keep mentioning to people too is by a composer named Bernstein. And everyone is like, oh yeah, well, Leonard Bernstein. I'm like, no, not Leonard, a different Bernstein. And there's a very well-known Hollywood composer named Elmer Bernstein. And
oh, yes.
He's known as the other Bernstein.
Yes, yes.
You know, and he was particularly famous for scoring a lot of comedies. So the one I keep mentioning is Airplane. Now, we're not doing music from Airplane, which does have a great sort of old-timey theme.
Yeah.
But we are doing his great score to The Magnificent Seven. And
there
was
wow.
a remake of that a few years ago. It was a pretty good movie, but it didn't have quite the same kind of score. But the original Magnificent Seven has that classic Western sort of Aaron Copland sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just so catchy right away. Da 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 da.
Oh yeah, yes, yes.
So great.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing little quizzes with people about it. Wasn't Leonard Bernstein? What was his first name? And it is Elmer Bernstein. So we're really glad to have that. And then another piece that we're doing is from a film called How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, I love
which
that.
Is a great, great score.
Yes.
And recently, well, I guess a couple years ago, I was conducting this music with a college orchestra of musicians, and so right as we were about to play it for the first time with me, I said to the orchestra, I said, well, you know, I've actually never seen this movie. And they, it was like someone said, you know, of a different generation, you said, oh, I never saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
are like, what, you never saw Star Wars?
Yeah.
And that's exactly how they were about How to Train Your Dragon. So I said, okay, well, I'll watch the movie. So, you know, I talked to my son. I was like, have you ever seen How to Train Your Dragon? He's like, it's so good. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
So I did. I have to admit, it's a very good movie and definitely a really great, great score. So now when I conduct it, it means something totally different because I know what all those
oh,
themes
sure.
refer to and everything. But very, very exciting. And I love that movie and the movie soundtrack in particular because it kind of has this folk sort of Irish quality to
yes,
it.
Yes.
You know, some of the characters speak with a little bit of a brogue.
Yes.
And that's evident in the music as well, which I'm really excited to do. And then the other thing that's really worth noting on this program is we're doing a collection of songs from James Bond movies.
Ooh.
So we'll be doing four different songs with a singer. with this fantastic singer from the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program, Riley Hahn. She's going to come down and sing four of these great sort of torch, you know, these power ballads that some of the greatest singers in history, from Nancy Sinatra and Carly Simon and Sheena Easton, Shirley Bassey, have done these great, great songs. So, like, Nobody Does It Better. We're going to do that for Your Eyes Only. And one of my personal favorites is that Nancy Sinatra song. What is that one? You Only Live Twice. Oh, my gosh, I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
It just, like, just so much character and color in that.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to that. So she'll be on appearing on both halves of the program to share two songs in the first half, and then she'll be back to do two songs on our second half.
That is so cool.
Yeah, really excited about that. And then just briefly mentioning a couple of the other things. We're doing a piece of video game music because, as you mentioned, you know, it's a place where people are writing music for full symphony orchestras for movies. They're also doing that increasingly for video games.
Oh, yes.
And one of
yes.
the best known composers today, Michael Giacchino, who scored the new Star Wars movies and a ton of stuff. He was actually discovered as a composer because he was a programmer when they were doing the Medal of Honor video game.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were in one of their, you know, tech meetings about coding and everything, someone said, "Yeah, we need some music for this. Can anybody write music?" And he was one of the coders for the game, and he said, I could probably write something. And that's how it all started. So they hired him, and it was actually Steven Spielberg who was kind of in one of the meetings or something, and he had heard a demo that was a computer mock-up of this music from Medal of Honor, and he said, you know, you should really record this with a live orchestra.
Wow.
And because they didn't do that kind of thing back then. It was all kind of canned, you know, 8-bit music. Boop, 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 boop.
That's right.
You know, so like that. And so that was one of the first times they said, all right, we're going to spend some money and we're going to hire a live orchestra to play this theme. And that really put not only Michael Giacchino on the map, but also really changed the idea of how music for a video game could
be. Exactly.
And that's kind of a World War II themed game.
Yeah.
So it had this kind of a nostalgic and Americana military sound that it resonated with people in a really wonderful way. And so we're glad to do some of his music as well. And then maybe the last one I'll mention in the limited time we have is music from Charade.
Oh, yes.
Which is Henry Mancini.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe people who are a little younger might not know that name, but Henry Mancini, back in the 1970s and 80s, was every bit as famous as John Williams is today. I mean, truly a household name. If you said, hey, who writes music for movies, people would be like, oh, Henry Mancini. Because he was a composer of songs. You know, he wrote that song from Breakfast at Tiffany's, Moon River, other things, like a million things, but also was a composer of film scores. And in fact, Peter Gunn, that great television soundtrack with that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And on the original, it's a little piece of trivia, on the original television soundtrack for Peter Gunn, that is John Williams on the piano playing dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Because he started out as a pianist and played lots of sessions of Henry Mancini's music when he was a young man of 23, 24.
Oh, wow.
So it all comes full circle there. Yeah, and Charade is this great opening sequence with this graphics. But it really grabs you with this intense, intense music.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Which I really, really love.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think, that tune, but in the movie, it starts out really, really intense.
Yeah.
So we're doing the version of it that opens the film, not the sort of big romantic version that you hear later, but really that really great intense one. So I'm excited to share all this and more as we open our season with the symphony and Epic Soundtracks Live.
Now, are you inviting people to come dressed up as some of their favorite characters?
Absolutely. You know, it's become one of the most popular things. I know you often come dressed up, of course. but we are inviting people to come dressed as just their favorite character from a movie. We do a very efficient costume contest with some prizes for some of the winners. We do two different categories for youth people dressed up and for adults. And it's really a lot of fun. We do like a little applause-o-meter.
Yeah.
And it's become a really, really treasured part of this program. So we'll continue to do that for sure.
Absolutely. Epic Soundtracks Live. And get your tickets now, Libby.
That's right. So it's happening on Sunday, October 5th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get your tickets online at adriansymphony.org. or call the office at 517-264-3121. We'll have the box office open an hour before the performance for any last-minute ticket purchases. And just wanted to say, single tickets and subscriptions are all on sale right now for the entire season, so you can check out the entire season offerings available on our website. So take a look ahead, mark your calendars, get your tickets. We have a lot of fun things coming up this season, and we want you to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
And one more thing, this is probably, as you're listening to this, you're probably thinking like I am, this sounds like we're hitting music of many different generations, and this is the perfect event to bring grandchildren, children, grandparents, parents, etc. to. So I wanted to point out that we do have student rates available for our tickets. They're as low as $15 a piece, and you can find all that information on our website as well.
Excellent, excellent. Another one you can't miss.
Well, of course.
Can't miss.
Yeah.
Can't miss this. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the program, Epic Soundtracks Live. That's going to be on Sunday, October the 5th at 3 p.m. Dawson Auditorium, Adrian College. Libby Watson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dale. Next time, we'll see you in another month.
Absolutely. And Bruce Kiesling, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nice to be here. Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.